Matt Greisen is in our studio. He is the West Michigan editor of Crane's Detroit Business, and we're going to talk about business in just a second, but he wanted to throw a shout-out to the folks at Sweetland Candies.
Oh,
yeah. Helped you out, right, yeah. After hours?
A happy Valentine's Day to you today, Dave, and thank to them. The doors were locked last night at 7 p.m., and these ladies let me in after a long day of selling candies over at Sweetland.
All right, and they... They made you look like a hero. How
they
about
did
that?
This morning. Otherwise, my name would have been Mud.
Ah, that's awesome. Okay, well, that's good business, and we're going to talk business. You write about business on the west side of the state for Crane's Detroit Business, and always fun, and it seems like West Michigan is a pretty innovative place to be right now, and these buzzwords come to our consciousness, and you get to kind of explore them a little bit, the whole a concept of makerspace.
Right, right.
Is so what you're writing about in Crane's Detroit Business, and the name of the article, and you said you'd give credit where credit is due. The piece is titled Makerspace Movement Brings Invention and Some Contention to Grand Rapids. But you wrote the article. Tell us about makerspace. What is it?
Well, you know, Dave, it's a great thing for any of your listeners who have an idea to make something, an invention, or they know somebody who does.
Mm-hmm.
Makerspaces are community workshops, and they have more sophisticated equipment so that somebody can come in and actually fabricate something at a relatively cheaply, or they can find somebody, kind of, how do I do this kind of a thing,
mm-hmm.
get some advice from people there. And Grand Rapids metro area has had a kind of a spike in activity in the past few months, actually probably since the beginning of the year almost. And we've got a couple of maker spaces, and we have the possibility of bringing in just a top-notch maker space called the Tech Shop.
Mm-hmm.
The people involved in it are, for instance, one of them is the GR Makers space over on Hall Street. They just located there at the beginning of the year. And these are a great bunch of guys. They are people. There's women in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they get together on Wednesday nights, and they share ideas. And they're building a workshop of equipment. They've got some already, and they've got hopes for other things, like a laser cutter to do textiles and things like that, to cut cardboard and textiles out. And so they're slowly and surely getting this makerspace put together that's going to make it easy for inventors in our area, entrepreneurs, to get that first prototype made.
And how do they make money on this? By renting out the space to new clients?
And what they have is they've got memberships.
Okay.
So right now I think their membership fee is about $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so people pay that. But the Wednesday nights are free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's GR Makers, and the Wednesday nights are free. One of the guys that has been just instrumental in getting it here is, his name is Casey Dubois. Great guy. He's been having these get-togethers even at his house, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
There was this warehouse behind his house, and he was getting people together. And now there's another company called Mutually Human, who is kind of a software development company over on Hall Street. And they collaborated to get this space going. It's a really cool grassroots effort.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot about GR Makers just in the past couple months. And maybe they're doing some good PR talking about themselves. But so let's say I had a business, or I had a partner. We had a business venture,
sure,
concept, and we're literally doing it out of our, you know, we're thinking about it out of our garage or a room in the house in the basement or something. And we know that we will be involved in the manufacture of some sort of prototype at some point.
Right.
We might be able to use, if not GR Makerspace, something like that. Is that how this works?
And actually, the GR Makerspace is probably the first place you want to go if you've got that idea.
Mm-hmm.
You say, and a perfect example is a guy named Gary Hammerlin in our area who's come up with an idea called the Foam Buddy. And this is it's a great invention. I think it's going to take off,
mm-hmm.
where it allows contractors to shoot in expandable foam into in smaller spaces and with less volume. So it's kind of like, it's not the big industrial ones you come in. It's a commercial model that a single guy can use.
Mm-hmm. For insulation or for other things?
Yeah, for insulation, primarily for insulation.
Okay.
But anyway, so for the first time to go around, you got to get that first prototype made. You can
right.
say, like, how does this work? You know, before you go into full production or you get a big production run done. And GR Makerspace is a good place, I think, to go and kind of talk with people. How do I get this first one made and learn from your mistakes? Now, the big news is that Grand Rapids is probably targeted for a company called Tech Shop. It's out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys come in and get put in a really wonderful, awesome sort of makerspace that is $1 million worth of sophisticated equipment where you go in and you can start to do this stuff. And that's when you start to make more than one. There's a good complement, I think, between the two sorts of companies. Tech Shop is one that they've got one running over in Allen Park right now in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from what I've heard from the local guy, from the Grand Rapids Inventors Network here, Joe Finkler was saying that he's seen it, and it's just absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So if I've got an idea, I've got a patent, and I'm ready to go. We've done our prototype, and it's time to do an initial run. Let's get them out and see if they sell.
Right.
I could go to a place like this larger
Tech Shop. Yeah. Now, we don't have it here yet, but Tech Shop has targeted Grand Rapids as being one of their dozen cities where they hope to locate mm-hmm. soon. And, you know, they're being lobbied. Local makers are telling me that they're being lobbied by Rick DeVos and Start Garden and a small group of financiers in our area to come to this area. Rick was he didn't want to comment on it,
mm-hmm.
But it's pretty common knowledge among the maker community here that they're all in discussions here to try to bring this thing, and it would be a tremendous resource for the West Michigan area if he was successful and Start Garden was successful.
And so they'd need a significant amount of square footage as well because of the equipment that they would bring?
Yeah, you're talking probably about 15,000 square feet,
okay.
And you're talking a significant investment. And it's more of a like, okay, I'm serious about this now. You know, I got to make 1,000 of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So then you might go to like a tech shop sort of an operation.
Mm-hmm. But you also, so let's say you do something like that. You might be otherwise, you could do it yourself or have some people help you with this. And then you wouldn't have to, you know, maybe go overseas and build it in China or something.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a perfect example of it. There's another guy who came up with an aluminum case for iPods. And iPhones. Mm-hmm. And he kind of got some advice from the people over at GR Makers, and then he's now looking at his first production run through Kickstarter, using Kickstarter.
Right.
Now listeners know about Kickstarter and crowdfunding.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And this guy's actually is a young man out of GVSU. He's a business major over there. That's how he did it. That's how he's doing it.
These young people, I don't want to age myself here, but they're not afraid to be entrepreneurs, right? I mean, they're growing up kind of in this Grand Rapids entrepreneurial culture, right? And so it's just something they have an idea and they think, okay, how can I get this done?
Yeah, and this young man's name is Sergio Triani, and he goes to Grand Valley. They're used to like using new ways of using the internet to raise money,
mm-hmm.
to manufacture stuff, to market things. And to be fair to us, we didn't have the internet back
when we were
doing this.
That's
but
right.
Now they're using it to the full extent. And what I love about it is that West Michigan, we are doing this here.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of opportunities here to engage all of these different components.
Okay, and just a word, we were talking about technology, and before we started, we kind of got off on a tangent, but it is something that is happening, and it's this whole notion of 3D printers, and they're out there,
oh, yeah.
And it's something that, again, we were talking about prototypes. If you want to build something, a 3D printer might be a way to go.
Absolutely, and what they do is, there's a lot of interest, and it's now a practical manufacturing technique of using a 3D printer. What happens is you do your work and design it on the screen first. You're not at the lathe, you're not at the mill making it. You design it on the screen first. You create a file, and then you send it over to the 3D printer. And the 3D printer goes through, and it's like a hot glue gun on an XY table. And it builds, this is one version of it, it mm-hmm. builds the the part that you want, and some of them are truly intricate. Model railroad hobbyists have been using this for, probably more than a couple years now to build their little scale models, but now everybody's getting into the game.
Yeah, and it could be almost anything. I mean,
absolutely.
Pretty exciting stuff. All right, you can read more about Makerspace and the movement here in Grand Rapids and how it's fostering technology and maybe even growing bigger. Probably no doubt about that it's growing, whether we get that one company in tech.
Yeah, tech shopping. Tech shop, it'd be great.
Or not. It's something that people are utilizing. And you can read about it in Cranes Business Detroit. CranesDetroit.com is the website. And check out Matt's article. And you continue to write really interesting stories about what's happening on the west side here.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave.
You bet.